What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
A little breaking news here. Commanders finished the season in Philly. Week 18 in Philly. That means two of the last three games for Washington are against Philly.
Wow.
Week 16 and week 18 with the Cowboys sandwiched in between on Christmas.
That's interesting. Last two of the last three games against Philly?
All right. We're going to put schedule stuff on hold for a moment. My guy Charlie Goldsmith does a great job covering all things Cincinnati. Maybe we'll make time for this Pete Rose stuff. But, Charlie, we got to start. I follow you on Twitter, at Charlie G underscore. What the hell is going on with Trey Hendrickson out there?
Well, you know, you're a writer. You cover the team on a daily basis. So I'll ask you this. During your time covering the Commanders, has a player ever got on a flight to go to Washington to not practice, not do anything associated with the team, but to talk to the beat writers? Is that something you've ever encountered?
Charlie, you forget the team I've covered and how long I've covered them. Hell yeah. You remember Trent Williams going nuclear sitting in the Redskins locker room?
Well, all right, so you got me beat there. It was a new one for me, a player showing up specifically to be a distraction, specifically, again, just to talk to us, especially in an era where, you know, Hendrickson's done a lot of this nationally. He's been on the McAfee show a lot, you know, which is great, the great Pat McAfee show. He wanted to talk to the local guys to try to impact or sway the narrative that there is about him. Now, his ability to be successful, his effectiveness doing that, that's up to you know, everyone individually. But what I am pretty sure is the Bengals aren't going to budge. Trey didn't really accomplish anything yesterday. They're still not close to a deal. Hendrickson wants to be paid top of the market. The Bengals don't want to do that, and we're right where we've been since January.
Where do you think this thing ends? Is he going to play for Cincinnati, or is he going to play somewhere else?
I don't think the Bengals trade him. I think the best case scenario for the Bengals, or I think what the Bengals are holding out for is, all right, Trey eventually is going to recognize if he's as good as he thinks he is, he'll have which in his mind he is. He'll have a great year. He'll have a contract year. He'll then go out and get paid next year. I think the Bengals are kind of hoping for that. But now Hendrickson, you know, he said he won't play on the current deal. That's what guys always say around this type of year. I remember covering the Jesse Bates saga, and Jesse was like, yep, I'm not playing either, and then he did. Now, I asked him at the end of the season. I said, Jesse, why did you show up the day that you did? And he goes, I don't know, man. I had a change of heart. I changed my mind. I woke up feeling a certain way. And so these things can be unpredictable. How you feel one day can truly change the next. This is what Hendrickson's saying now, but no matter what happens, no one's going to be happy.
So what – perhaps this is an oversimplification. Like, everything I heard at the Combine and at owners' meetings, where kind of the whole NFL gets together, is since he's going to force Hendrickson to hold out, they're not going to trade him, they're just going to keep him, and they expect him to eventually just show up and play. Does that still sound right, or do you think a trade is a way more legitimate thing?
Now, if someone called them right now and offered them the farm, you know, that's a baseball term, but sure, the Bengals would entertain that. They'd look at that. But it sounds like most of the trade pursuing window, which they gave Hendrickson the permission to go and seek out and find a trade on his own, which clearly there wasn't a match there. And so if Hendrickson's more motivated to get himself traded than the Bengals are, and if Hendrickson wasn't able to find that trade, I don't know that the Bengals, who have much less motivation, will be finding that trade. Now, if, again, a team goes out and offers them something unbelievable, all right, sure, maybe the Bengals would consider it. What I do believe is that for a trade to get done now, when you look at how the Bengals roster is made up, I do think they'd need a quality defensive lineman coming back in return in addition to a pick. Because if you lose Trey and you don't replace him with a defensive lineman, your whole defensive line is kind of like sunk for the season. So I do think they'd need something back in terms of immediate impact now that free agency is over. But those are really difficult trades to make. There's a reason we don't see those types of player plus pick for player type trades very often, because they are pretty difficult.
What do you think it takes? Like you mentioned the defensive player. What do you think in terms of picks does it take? You know, if Washington were to get into these sweepstakes, what are we looking at them having to move if they did want to go get Trey Hendrickson?
I'm pulling up the Commanders depth chart. I'm forgetting his name. Kind of not an older defensive end. He's on like a $10 million deal. Cleveland Farrell. I might have the contract wrong, but if it were like Cleveland Farrell plus a second, okay, that's interesting. Like something like that, I'd entertain that. I just don't know how they view Farrell particularly, and it would be about how they are like, if the Eagles offered like Bryce Huff plus a second or a third, like those, and I know Bryce was bad last year, but you kind of be taking a bet on a young guy to be the next Trey Hendrickson. Hendrickson wasn't even that good before the Bengals signed him.
Right.
I think that would kind of be the only model left that would make sense for all sides.
How worried are they about the message they're sending to other defenders on their team if they become really, really good players that, hey, we're going to focus on Burrow, we're going to focus on the receivers, and we'll just figure everything out on defense. We're not worried about paying you guys.
Well, first of all, you know, this has been the Bengals for the last 50 years. They've prioritized quarterback and the receiver position, and if you're not at one of those spots more often than not, you've probably been squeezed out and frustrated by the process, and you felt like there's a lack of communication, and, you know, we've seen this movie before. It feels a lot like the Andrew Whitworth situation, with the exception of, you know, Hendrickson isn't Walter Payton Man of the Year. Hendrickson's a nice guy, but Hendrickson isn't a Walter Payton Man of the Year 10-time captain like Whitworth was. That really shook the locker room. Hendrickson, you know, not a captain, maybe doesn't quite have that weight that a Whitworth did. So maybe that has, you know, that does have less people in the locker room talking about it. Also, when you look at the defense right now, there's literally no one who's in line to be paid. And by no one, I mean no one. The guys who are technically up for extensions, Cam Taylor-Britt got benched last season, and he's rebuilding his value from scratch. Dax Hill moved positions, then tore his ACL. The class behind that, it's like DJ Turner, who probably won't start this year, and Jordan Battle, who still hasn't really shown anything from what he can really do as a starting safety. So, like, no one on that defense is even really thinking about an extension. So they're not that's kind of not on the front of the mind for them. But certainly it is a trend that continues about how the Bengals approach this that the team is aware of.
It's interesting. We're talking with our friend Charlie Goldsmith. You just got a new job, dude. You're on TV out there now on the Fox affiliate.
Contributor
in Cincinnati?
On Fox 19.
Yo, congrats, man. I know how hard you work. I'm glad you're getting more pub, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, dude. My read on Hendrickson is not a player I know well. How uncomfortable did he seem having to do that presser where he nukes the team like that?
You know what? So Hendrickson doesn't talk to the media. He's just one of those guys. He doesn't talk to the media unless it's like a two-sack performance in a win. And there have been like four or five games over the course of his career where he's talked post-game like that. So you know how important relationships in this business are. Hendrickson hasn't really opened up the opportunity for a lot of us to build that relationship with him. He's just one of those guys, and that's fine. That's who Trey is, and I'll add too. And I really mean this. He is one of the hardest workers in the building. Like, that's real. I'm not just saying that. Like, take my word on that. But it's all very kind of internal, kind of he's got the blinders on. And that's fine. People look up to that and respect that, but it's less taking guys under his wing So then he comes out yesterday. I mean, he's great. He's elaborating. He's expansive. I thought the answers were great. I thought he was honest. He was revealing. He was everything you'd want. And it shows another reminder that, like, this whole process has forced him to kind of make himself uncomfortable, to put himself in situations where he's usually not in. And he's so, he said the word spent with all of this. I would assume he's feeling fed up as well, that he's going to this length to try to make sure that he gets his agenda across.
Certainly, certainly. Outside of the Hendrickson stuff, like, how is everything going for the Bengals with now that you've got Chase and Higgins done? Like, is it largely everybody's happy except they know that Trey's situation is there, but they have such an offensive focus that they're just going to get through it?
Trey, it does kind of feel off to the side as its own thing, because kind of the vibe, the focuses on each side of the ball aren't really connected to Trey. Like, on offense right now, they might as well be holding hands and singing Shangri-La. I might have messed up that reference. But, like, at this point last year, like, guys weren't showing up for OTAs because T and Jamar had that contract thing. It was a bunch of uncertainty, all these moving pieces. Gesicki was new. How do you replace Joe Mixon? Well, now the offense is stacked. They know how good they are. They're all there. Again, this offense is – they're very, very excited about how this feels, and they can actually use OTAs to work on the offense this year. Defense, the focus has been new defensive coordinator, and the focus from a player's perspective is it's truly 95% young guys trying to make a good impression because of how few starting spots or long-term roles outside of probably Logan Wilson and then, you know, a couple others here or there are really cemented on this team. So guys are trying to make an impression. Guys are trying to compete. They're learning a brand new defense. They're trying to install that. That's when I talk to guys on defense. That's what they're talking about. They're not asking me about Trey. They're asking me about the new defense, and that's what they're offering up kind of is what's on their mind as well just when I talk to them off mic. So with kind of all that going on defense, there kind of hasn't been as much oxygen for the Hendrickson situation, especially because just as an edge rusher, you can kind of drop him right in at the last second and hope he'll be okay.
Was the Shamar Stewart selection, obviously they need players defensively like you were laying out as well, but was that in thoughts that maybe something goes down with Hendrickson? Either they move on or they realize that maybe he holds out, or was that just something that they were adding talent regardless?
A little bit of both. Definitely something to the fact that the Bengals didn't plan to give Hendrickson a long-term deal, so they need a long-term starter defensive end. And with that being as much of a premium position as it is, you know, you can never say no to an edge rusher with those types of traits. And they picked him, from what I understand, over defensive tackle out of Oregon, over a safety out of Georgia, who, you know, maybe even Jahad Campbell as well, guys who would have had bigger roles right now but less premium positions, guys who are easier to find, or their athletic skill sets are easier to find maybe in free agency than a true elite athletic edge rusher is. So that's what went into them taking Stewart. And hey, Stewart's not practicing either right now because there's some saga that I'd never heard of or been aware of the waiver that he signed before he signs his rookie contract isn't up to his liking. So that's a new one as well.
That, dude, when I saw that, I was like, huh? What's up with the Bengals schedule release? Are you a schedule release dork, or do you just kind of hope this day comes and goes?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I could talk for hours about the Bengals strategy on day three of the draft, or the differences in how Al Golden is going to use backup defensive backs this year. But the schedule release doesn't do much for me. So I hope everyone enjoys it tonight. I'll definitely look at it when it's out. But I kind of take it for what it is. And you mentioned Pete Rose early. I'll be at the Reds ballpark tonight because it's a Pete Rose Remembrance Night.
What is the deal there in Cincinnati? It sure seems like people love Pete Rose. Or love
Pete Rose. Yeah, Pete Rose kind of like is Cincinnati. So like Cincinnati, like think about your perspective on Cincinnati. Like
I like it.
You probably don't think a lot about Cincinnati. Like Cincinnati's kind of its own thing. Like it's not a big market. You don't know a lot about it. So that kind of creates a very insular. If you're one of us, you're like a god almost, and there are like 10 people who that's especially been the case about. Joe Burrow is one of them, and kind of Cincinnati claims him because he's from Southeast Ohio and went to Ohio State. But then Pete Rose, born and raised in Cincinnati, and then played most of his career there. I mean, and he's a flawed, complicated person, but what he did and how he represented the city is kind of what this city wants beamed out into the world from a baseball, from a hustle, not from a character perspective, but from a hustle and intensity and blue collar perspective, because that represented Pete Rose to a T.
What do you think the reception is going to be like tonight, knowing the news that comes down yesterday and then the celebration today, and how much of a factor did the celebration today play in the fact of the news yesterday?
I don't know on that one. I mean, Robert Manfred changed his mind after, you know, 5 years for him and, what is it, 30, 40 years for Major League Baseball. I don't like using the word God, but, like, when I say Pete Rose is a God, specifically in a certain generation, like, he's growing up, I believed that Pete, it was like Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, Pete Rose, because obviously I didn't see Pete play, but that's how people talk about Pete here. Like, he is truly one of the greatest baseball players of all time. And now he's a deserving Hall of Famer, but arguably now, you know, like, all right, maybe Johnny Bench and Joe Morgan were better on that team. Obviously Pete was tremendous as well, but that's the status and the stature that Pete Rose carries here.
Could they put Pete Rose in as a player and just never mention the manager stuff? I'm being serious.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's going to happen is this veterans committee is going to sit down in a couple of years, and it'll be, I believe, 16 guys, you know, kind of baseball lifers, and they're going to decide what they think. And that's going to be that, which is kind of, I mean, I would rather him be on the writer's ballot to give him a fair shot, kind of with the due process that every other player gets. But obviously this is a unique case, and we'll see what happens. I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. But regardless, Pete's been a Hall of Famer in Cincinnati, like kind of spiritually, since the day he retired, even with everything that went down. Pete got to experience that feeling as a Cincinnatian and as a Red when he was alive.
Well, dude, in the road, Pete Rose Way or whatever?
Yep.
When
Pete
I saw
Rose
that,
Way,
I was like,
they
damn.
Got the statue. It's a lot of references to like 42 or 4192 within the ballpark. And the Pete Rose within the ballpark that I'm forgetting right now, but like things are 14 feet away, I believe, home plate from the backstop, like a lot of little things that they do in addition to retiring his number honor Pete Rose.
I tell you what, the irony was not lost on me. My boy Lee set up like a Sunday afternoon watching football in Cincinnati because the game was Monday night. So we all were watching games at BetMGM in Cincinnati. And BetMGM was on Pete Rose Way, which just seemed quite appropriate.
Did you bet on the Reds?
Reds have legit fans, man. That was the last game of the year, I think, for the Reds, and they were, whatever, 10 games under 500. It seemed packed. Everybody was wearing Reds gear. I don't often think about Cincinnati, Charlie, but when I do, I like Cincinnati. Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse is banging. I like the little downtowns, easily walkable.
I want to go out there for an opening day. You know about Cincinnati for opening day, right?
It's the oldest ever or whatever, right?
They're the only team that plays at home opening day every single year.
Good for them. That stadium, the baseball stadium is way cooler than the football stadium. Do you agree with that, Charlie?
Yep. That is a long political, local Cincinnati politics discussion for another day about relationships between politicians and teams and deals, your labor to work and taxpayer dollars. That is a long conversation that we're kind of having again here in Cincinnati with the Bengals stadium deal that they signed initially. They kind of need to be updated now, and that's kind of its own little saga here.
Yeah.
We know a thing or two about stadium deals.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's right. You guys are the expert on stadium deals.
Charlie, thanks for the time as always. Congrats on the new gig with Fox in Cincinnati.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.
That's our guy, Charlie Goldsmith, does a really good job on Twitter. You give him a follow at @CharlieG_. Here's the moment you've been waiting for. I can report the Commanders will play the Bears on Monday Night Football, Week 6. There you go. After the Hail Mary, it's going prime time. Here's the other moment you've been waiting for. You want Caps tickets? Jeff, press the button. We're giving away Caps tickets 20 minutes after the hour. All day. If you want Caps tickets right now, caller number 9-800-636-1067. You can win a pair of tickets to Game 5 for the 2025 playoffs with the Washington Capitals. Thursday, May 15th against Carolina, Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby, I think Josh Harris is on the phone.
Oh, we have a celebrity on the phone?
Hey, Josh, how's it going?
Hi, guys. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Josh, what made you call in, sir?
Well, I mean, you know, it's important that I can sit with the fans and see the game from a common person's perspective. And I've always been a big, proponent of all the local teams, not just, you know, the Commanders.
So here's what we can definitively say. Your name is Josh Harris, right?
Yeah, true.
And you called in to win Caps tickets, correct?
Both those things are actually true, yes.
Hey, we just the facts here. Who are you going to bring to the game, Josh?
I don't know. I was thinking about having like a draft to see who might be selected to come to the game with me.
I like that.
Toby is available.
Oh, noted. I will put you in the running if you have eligibility.
I would love to hang out with Josh Harris.
How is it weird for you, with your relationship with the Devils and everything, will you be rooting for the Capitals?
So, I mean, what I can do is I'm going to wear, a blue sweatshirt, and then that way it'll be, kind of unilaterally, I could be a fan in that manner.
Perfect, man. Enjoy the game, dude. Thanks for buying into the bit.
All right, I appreciate it.
Congrats, man.
All right, man, congrats. That's Josh Harris. He won Caps tickets. Is it possible there's more than one person on this planet named Josh Harris? It's possible.
Or it's not, and we have the Commander's owner calling in to win Caps tickets.
You never know, dude. I bet Harris at least was a Caps fan.
I'm sure he was, yeah.
I imagine that changes.
Probably changes when you own a different team, but maybe you still have an affinity for that team. Kind of like if you move cities, you have an affinity for the new team, but you always have that old love. So I'm sure he still is. The Devils are out. He probably wants the team that dispatched the Devils out as well, which would be the Hurricanes. So there you go. Josh Harris can cheer for the Caps.
At this point, he should be rooting for the Caps for sure. And I think you kind of see that just with the amount of, the Commanders players are showing up at Caps games.
I love that.
Me too.
You see that in cities all over the U.S. and for Washington for so long. It was the case, but not for Commanders, right? Or not for the Redskins at the time. Like, it wasn't that embrace from that team with the other teams in town. Now there is. It's nice to have that finally.
For sure. All right, so we are getting more and more news from the football gods. Washington, here's what we know so far. They open the year with the Giants at home, then at Green Bay for a Thursday nighter. Are you going to try to go to that, Toby?
I would love to. That'll be a consideration.
All right. We know week six, I was able to report they're playing the Bears Monday Night Football.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Week 11. Dude, think about that Bears game. So 2 years ago, that was legitimately the low point for Ron. They're down 27-3 at home to Justin Fields, and the Bears hadn't won a game in a calendar year.
Think about the difference. Remember, that was usually the throwaway Thursday night game. And then last year, it got bumped into the second wave of games in the NFL. It was the game of the week. And so you're watching that one. Now they're on Monday Night Football, both with different quarterbacks. Like, Chicago has to feel good with Ben Johnson. Washington obviously feels good where they're at. Just two totally different franchises from two years ago.
Totally. And the amount of excitement surrounding Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, like, I listened to Pardon My Take, and Big Cat is a Bears fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, every year Bears fans just talk themselves into, yo, this is it, this is it, this is it. And they're trying to talk themselves into, oh, this is different this time. And you know that Eric Bieniemy's on that Bears coaching staff?
I saw a video of him yelling at some running backs.
It was Jamal from Hogs Haven retweeted it. That's how I saw that same video. And knowing what I know about Eric Bieniemy, who's obviously a very hard-charging coach, and that's fine. There's space for that. I feel like that. Now, he and Johnson may have some long-standing relationship I'm unaware of. Having that dude on your staff as a rookie head coach in Chicago just seems like a lot. I don't know. I'll be really interested to see how Johnson does. I think, you know, for the Bears, it could work really well. Like, they do have some talent there. But that'll be a fun game, dude, especially after the Hail Mary last year.
I liked that they brought in Colston Loveland. I think he's going to be a lot of fun with them. So I'm interested to see. I mean, and then they added Luther Burden as well. So if you're wondering, they don't have the offensive line they obviously had in Detroit. But, you know, you're like, oh, do they have the amount of weapons? After the draft, I think they do have the amount of weapons. Not the caliber. There's no Amon-Ra on that team. Or, you know, we'll see the type of steps Roma Dunze takes and some of those guys. But they have plenty of weapons now that they can kind of do a lot of different stuff. Burden kind of fits in, you know, a motion sort of role. Debo-like. Remember, he was kind of compared to him when he was possibly going to come here to Washington. So, yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting offense to watch. And one thing about it, too, is, you know, those two quarterbacks, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, at least from Chicago's point of view, are always going to be connected. Because from this side, it really doesn't matter. Because you got your dude, and you never had a chance at Caleb Williams. For them, they're going to look at it and say, oh, we're glad we got Caleb, but, man, we could have had Jaden.
It's honestly kind of weird, the vibe with Bears fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they seem to feel animosity that I don't think Washington has. Have you noticed, like, even on Twitter and stuff, like, Bears fans are be like, oh, this is the year Caleb proves he's the guy. Like,
yeah.
Caleb might be able to prove he's the guy or a guy, but, like, we're good here. We don't care about you.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations. You can say whatever you want, try to talk. Just don't talk down about our guy. We don't care about your guy. Like, I know that he's a local guy and we you root for a dude from the area.
Yeah,
but
I'm cool if he's good.
Yeah, I'm glad. I hope he does well. I actually really like Caleb Williams, but I don't really care about the rivalry thing that you're trying to make it. We've got our guy, and we're quite happy with our guy.
Right, exactly. So just looking at everything that's on, you can go to ProGrid.org. Open with the Giants. I think for all the angst about Sunday 1 o'clock, I think that's going to be a Sunday 1 o'clock. Fox would, or whoever, I assume that's a Fox game, but now it's different. Whoever has that game, there is no better way for them to kick off their year. Because if it's Fox or CBS, that's the first NFL game they get that year with Commanders Giants. You get the New York market, and then you get Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, and I think EB was talking about this morning on The Junk, saying this is the sexy team right now. And I think they are, because you think about coming out of the previous season, you know, you had quarterbacks, but last year's quarterback class was so good, and you had so many dudes. So the people that everyone wanted to watch were Caleb Williams and Jaden and Drake May and all these guys. And then this year's quarterback class was kind of underwhelming, right? Cam Ward goes number one. He's the least hyped number one overall pick I can remember because no one ever talks about that guy. And so the team that they still care about.
It is bizarre that the entire draft, whether it was his own doing or the NFL's doing regardless, it was all hijacked by the Shador story.
Yeah.
Nobody talked about Cam Ward. And you know what? Cam Ward was electric as a playmaker at Miami. Awesome. He was awesome to watch.
He's awesome. But because of the fact that people were down on the class overall with quarterbacks, I think you just revert to the other young guys and how well they did last year. So Jaden being the best of the bunch, I think he's still the top dog in terms of the guy that people want to see on television. So that's why you're going to see the max amount of primetime games. That's why you're not going to see a lot of Sunday 1 o'clockers.
Well, and I think people have to understand that, like, it's more about national windows than necessarily primetime. Primetime, technically, would be Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. You're only allowed to have six of those, but you can maximize other national windows. The Madrid game is an example. They're the only game on TV. That'll drive people to their televisions.
Yeah, 4:25 starts and all those things.
Like the Christmas game, whether it's 1 or 4, they're the national game. They're the only game on. People will watch it. Honestly, I think that they might end. I'm curious on that Christmas game on the timing. The week before against the Eagles on Saturday, they're the only game on. People are going to watch it. So it's not just about primetime. It's about national television windows that they really want to maximize. As we look around the league here, obviously some of these Chiefs matchups are going to be huge. Chiefs-Lions has been reported. Sunday Night Football, Week 6. If you look at your primetime games that week, Sunday night is Chiefs-Lions. Monday night is Commanders-Bears. That's a good little stretch of ball awesome right there. The Chiefs are going to play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Then the Chiefs are going to play the Broncos on Christmas. Let's look at some other marquee teams.
Well, and you would think playing Washington, that's probably a prime time as well. So, they're obviously going to be incredibly popular. Washington right in there. I think that, you know.
But here's the other thing we know, dude. If the Thursday night game's already been reported with the Packers, I'm reporting a Monday nighter. There's going to be at least two Sunday nights. I think you're getting two Sundays, two Mondays. So they're almost maxed out on primetimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
and remember, late in the year, that stuff could get flexed. Week 18 is going to be all TBDs. There's no time assigned.
Well, and I don't. Do they really have to worry about flexes at the end of the year? Because you've got the Saturday game in 16, you've got the Christmas game in 17, 18, like you said, is TBD. That's the only one that they were really going to end up moving.
I'm not saying flexed. I'm saying, like, there's no time assigned any period. Because if that game, if Commanders-Eagles is for the NFC East or for a one seed or whatever, like, that could get the Sunday Night Football treatment.
Absolutely.
There is no Monday Night Football that weekend because I think it's college football championship. Or maybe just the
playoffs. Well, usually they want to wrap it up for the playoffs. Yeah, getting into the playoffs. But, yeah, the other thing that was interesting that we didn't really talk about with the Saturday doubleheader, I believe that goes up against the Saturday doubleheader that it's Washington and Philly, Green Bay and Chicago in Week 16. I believe that goes up against a triple header of college football playoff games.
Wow.
Like they don't.
They got to figure that out.
They do.
Well, I wonder if the college football games are on regular TV and the NFL's on Netflix, if that.
Well, no, that would be the Saturday, so I think they're on Fox.
Oh, you're right. Oh, yeah, that's. We're talking NFL schedule. Ethan Cadeau covers the Caps for Monumental. He's going to join us at 1:30. We're going to open these phone lines up. Jeff, press the button. How are we feeling about the Commander schedule so far? And are you a self-proclaimed schedule nerd like me?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Toby.
All right. Whenever you hear this weird ass song, you only think of one person, the king of the afternoon delight, Chris Russell. The
How
Rooster.
Did this become my theme song?
Listen, man, Landfill's in charge of the theme songs. It is what it is, dog.
That's weird. That is weird. Hello, boys.
I think this is a first. Generally, when I want to book the Rooster, I need face to face. I need, you know, cheek to cheek contact, Roost. Where the hell are you? You're on the Comrex?
Yeah, I'm working from home today because, boys, the Rooster got into a minor car accident last night in the rain. Yeah.
You all right? Let's start with the
series. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Nobody got injured except for my right tire, which is down and, of course, needs an alignment. And I'm sure they're going to find some other kind of damage to my rim that I'm going to have to pay hundreds of dollars for that I don't have after doing a brake job last weekend and... you know, I'm sure that's going to happen. I'm just waiting for that call as soon as I start on the radio. So I guess it's coming anytime soon.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it your fault?
No. Sure? No, it was a rainstorm. Somebody was driving like a bat out of hell along a curvy road and without their lights on for some reason at about 7:15, 7:20 last night. And I saw them at the last second as I pulled out to make a left turn and cross over. And... I swerved basically to avoid them because they were driving too fast in the rain without their lights on. And I drove into one of those island things, I guess is the best way I could put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not fun.
Well, glad you're doing all right.
Thanks, boys.
Bruce got that strong pullout game. It's hard for me to do my regular stuff with you, Roos, when you're coming off a bad night. So I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. Feel free, JP. I mean, you know, like I'm with you, man.
Right.
I need to laugh a little bit.
Always complaining about something. So it's not that out of the ordinary.
I mean, it's pretty easy. The Commanders play on Christmas. Thoughts?
yeah, that sucks. I was hoping that it would actually be a road game so that I could actually, like, in my mind say, nah, I don't need to be there. I don't want to be there. I don't want to spend Christmas Day in Appleton, Wisconsin. So I was disappointed by that. I had faced the reality that they were going to play on Christmas Day in the last couple of days, especially when that leak for Fox came out that they were going to play the Eagles on Saturday, December 20th. I knew that was a setup. Well, what's weird is, at least according to Kevin Sheehan, and I guess others, is it's not Green Bay, it's not Chicago, who is playing in that other game on that Saturday. It's the Dallas Cowboys at home. So we don't get them on Thanksgiving. Yay! A reprieve, right? People can actually, like, I don't know, be with their kids or family or actually be a human being. and not be sentenced to dealing with the NFL 24/7, 365. But of course, they punish you a different way by putting you on Christmas Day, which is worse than Thanksgiving Day, quite honestly.
Bruce, no one is sentencing you to do any of this. You can choose not to do it.
No, JP. If I told you, you, a dad of two beautiful little girls, that you didn't, that you don't have to be there. I mean, you should be there, but you don't have to be there. You're a professional. Would you be there? I mean, you probably have to work for NBC4, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
On Christmas night, right? Or
yes.
Christmas Day. You have to work, right? It's not an optional thing. Now, do I have to be there? I guess I don't. It's one of eight home games, for God's sakes. I need to be there. That's where your money is made. That's where your connections are made. You know, that's where your information that you get, that you glean, that you don't pick up on your own. It's the Cowboys and it's the Commanders. And it's probably at the worst time, from what I'm guessing or what I'm hearing, is it's probably a 1 o'clock game. So it's kind of like, you got to kind of leave home at 9:30, which, you know, is early. I mean, I wanted to spend the day with my kids. Sorry.
I mean,
sorry if that offends anybody, but, you know, that's the truth.
It's understandable, but this is kind of what happens when your team is popular and this team is good now, that they're going to be playing at these times.
Yeah.
I don't know what the issue is, though, Roos.
Well, Toby, you don't have kids.
Rooster, I hear you on the kids. I would have been really upset if I had to travel on Christmas. Just left hand up, telling the
all
truth.
Right. Okay. So it's better that it's at home for you, which I am happy for, so this way your kids get to see you in the morning and whatever.
Talking about having to leave your house at 9:30, dude. The game's it's a 1 o'clock, is my understanding.
Yeah.
We're opening the whole can here, Roos, so don't get mad at me. I don't believe you. The Commanders have tightened up field access pregame significantly.
Right.
Right? I don't believe you have field access pregame.
I do not. I am not special.
So, dog, get there at 12:45.
Have you ever seen the traffic trying to get into that place, especially
Rooster,
for a Cowboy
hold
game?
Hold on, dog. Hold on. It's Christmas. You're not going to have the usual Beltway traffic.
I know, but you're still going to have 65,000 people trying to get into Northwest Stadium.
Yeah,
that's
but a lot of them are going to get there at 9 a.m. I bet you can leave your house at 11 and be comfortably sitting in your seat of the offensive line in the second row of that press box by 12:45.
JP, how has that gone for me in the past? Do you remember week 3 in Philadelphia a couple of years ago?
But you also
Do you remember a couple of weeks after that at MetLife Stadium?
Yeah, I do. You always come in with a suitcase. I'm aware of all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Rooster, I mean, I get the frustration, but you probably could just go a little bit. Actually, I have an idea, Roost. Why don't you just dress up as Santa and go early and hang out as a tailgate Santa?
Yeah, dude. Bring the kids.
Tailgate Rooster.
I mean, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to import my young adults now for Thanksgiving. Being that I guess we don't play on Thanksgiving, and now I'm going to have to switch the plans that I have. I like to spend Christmas with my kids. I'm sorry. Football is not as important as my kids, as
if
family.
That's the truth.
It's just
then
not.
Don't go to the game.
I understand that, but I feel obligated to go to the game. I know CK is not making me go to the game. That's not what I'm bitching
Jeff,
about.
Go see if CK could join us real quick.
No. There's no need for CK to join us.
Because he's going to tell you to stay home and enjoy your family.
Of course. Of course.
Rooster, do you want me to go on your behalf?
Sure, if you want to. But here's the thing. Even if you stay at home, right, it's still like roughly, 4 hours?
Now you're just complaining about having to watch a game?
Huh?
Now you're preparing to complain about just watching a football game.
JP,
Chris.
This is what do we do for a living? We talk about things, right?
Yes.
We have opinions on things.
So are you mad that they're playing Christmas about things? In general. Like, just that the NFL has decided they're playing Christmas games. That is
Well,
the crux.
It's a problem, yes. They've ruined every other holiday.
4th of July?
Except for that one.
What about Easter?
Well, they've ruined that several times. Remember the Commanders/Redskins made a trade for Donovan McNabb on Easter Sunday? Remember that?
That was legitimately 20 years ago, 15 years ago?
It was like 12 for the 14 years ago. It's still,
and that happened once, and your still Easter is still scarred from that?
There was another roster move on an Easter Sunday. I remember that. I mean, you know, like
I remember
they ruined it a couple
grinding
of times.
Out the old way they did roster cuts and it ruining my Labor Day weekend. Like, I get some of it. They also had previous ownership and a previous team president that enjoyed messing with people,
I know.
Especially the media.
I know.
Those days are over, Roos. Let it go.
I got it. I don't have to. Listen, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to just
complain
work.
Yeah.
But you guys know how to provoke me and get under my skin.
What? I got one more for you then, Chris.
Yeah.
What if I told you?
Uh-oh.
I'm not necessarily reporting this. Just bear with me here. What if I told you, Chris, there will not be a single Sunday 1 o'clock game in the months of October or November?
Oh. I mean, just end me now. I got to be honest with you. I mean, people think we only worry about football and we only deal with football. JP, you were just in Raleigh. I mean, I wasn't, but I mean, every day there's like a lot of sports going on, right? So I got to be honest with you. A short week, a long night, not getting home until 3 a.m, driving on the Beltway
with
at 2:30 in the morning.
Roost,
not exactly what I want to do.
With all due respect, Roost. October and November, the Nats ain't playing playoff baseball this year, and we're talking.
Roos got to cover Wizards.
We're talking like
camp.
First week of Wizards and Caps. I think you can focus on one sport.
Okay, all right.
Are you covering Wizards training camp this fall, Roos?
I am not. No.
Where they do that? Richmond?
CK is
Myrtle Beach.
He's fired up to see Con Knipple.
Yeah, CK has not assigned me to that.
CK, let's assign Rooster to Wizards training camp, please, God.
Wait, are you going
to
pay for the bus ride or no?
I don't. Somebody find out where it is, and I will pay for your bus fare to go cover Wizards training
I guess
camp.
I'm not going to have to go to Winnipeg anytime soon because
I thought you were more
like
of a Regina man.
Are going there.
Aren't you a Regina guy, Bruce?
Saskatchewan? Yes.
What if we could find a boat to take you to Spain,
Chris? Oh, yes.
Are you in on a Spanish
JP,
boat trip?
Be careful. I might just show up in Madrid. I might just show
up
in Madrid.
Is he going to show up with the roller bags?
Yeah, you'd be so late.
In Spain,
notice how I'm not complaining about Madrid. I'm not complaining about that. I'm not that ridiculous.
Can I say my theory on air, or do you want me to keep it private?
What?
I got a theory about your Madrid optimism.
No. I don't want to get into any of that stuff. I mean, I'm not going hunting in Madrid.
Is your I got a feeling the burgundy shirt will be popping out if Chris makes it to Madrid
multiple times.
The burgundy shirt might be what gets Chris to Madrid. what do you got going on this afternoon? Nothing, right?
I got a show at 2 o'clock apparently, 2 o'clock. So I got to go.
I'm sorry the NFL is just ruining your life, Chris.
Yeah, it is.
Goodbye, dude.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
The legendary Chris Russell, no matter, have you ever?
Never disappoints.
Their asteroid to hit Earth, Chris Russell to suffer the most. Nobody go anywhere. Be Mitch and Finley.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.